only thing we've been thinking about doing since the morning, girl, we
here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the Senate, another attempt to end the federal government shutdown failing with votes on the same Republican and Democratic measures. Not getting enough votes. Lawmakers digging in over a battle on health care benefits and premiums.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans sought to reduce fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicaid, but the Democrats rejected their plan.
The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens.
On ABC's Good Morning America, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Medicaid coverage for undocumented immigrants is against the law.
That's the law, and Democrats aren't trying to change that.
He described the shutdown as a health care crisis caused by Republicans. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Payroll processor ADP showing the economy lost 32,000 jobs last month instead of adding jobs, what analysts projected. The government's September jobs report due out tomorrow if the shutdown doesn't delay it. And German authorities are investigating a bomb threat today near the Oktoberfest fairgrounds in Munich. This is ABC News. A decades-old cold case solved thanks to new technology.
Just before Christmas, 1991, four teenage girls were murdered in a yogurt shop in Austin. Hundreds of people were questioned. Some were even charged. But the true killer was finally identified this year based on DNA testing of flesh found under the fingernails of 13-year-old Amy Ayers.
It's 2.5 million to 1 that it's likely Robert Brashers underneath Amy's fingernails.
Austin Police Detective Daniel Jackson says Brashers is thought to have killed at least three other people, seven altogether. Together before he took his own life in 1999. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A frantic search in the Philippines underway for survivors of that 6.9 magnitude earthquake yesterday.
Emergency teams are using heavy machinery and sniffer dogs to find people trapped under the debris. But those rescue efforts made more complicated now by hundreds of aftershocks. And this quake, it comes just a week after the Philippines was hit by back-to-back intense typhoons.
At least 69 are dead. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert, a village official in Dodge County accused of embezzlement. We get more from Ted Allen.
Eustisford Clerk Treasurer Kim Hopfinger was taken into custody Monday after an audit revealed substantial financial discrepancies. A Dodge County Sheriff's Office investigation found that Hopfinger allegedly stole thousands of dollars from the village, along with funds connected to the Eustisford Soccer Club, where she served as treasurer. Hopfinger was booked into the Dodge County Jail on charges of misconduct in public office and theft by virtue of employment greater than $10,000, but less than $100,000.
A Beaver Dam man accused of sex crimes in three different counties. 24-year-old Owen Sindelar is accused of traveling around Wisconsin throughout the summer, allegedly committing multiple sexual assaults involving both children and adults. He's now being held in the Monroe County Jail. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Good afternoon. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at Prime RealityMidwest.com. Some good news for the Red Cedar River. UW Extension is reporting that phosphorus levels in the Red Cedar River are declining due to farming practices aimed at reducing runoff from farmland. According to UW Extension, over 11,000 pounds of phosphorus was kept out of the river in 2024 due to the cost share programs that are helping farmers pay for soil health practices that improve water quality. The city of Wabasha is planning a realignment of Highway 60 to improve safety, reduce flooding closures, and support community growth. The project would construct a new roadway segment that eliminates a dangerous T-shaped intersection with a roundabout at the front of the steep bridge approach and raise the road above the 100-year flood elevation. The project would start in the spring of 2027 and be completed in the fall. A public hearing on the project is scheduled for October 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Fire Hall in Wabasha. Eau Claire County has announced that John Johnson has officially assumed the role of county administrator in September, following his unanimous confirmation by the County Board of Supervisors in July. During his first day on the job in September, Johnson outlined his priorities for the county, emphasizing financial responsibility, increased departmental efficiency, and transparency in operations. Johnson, who served as Eau Claire County's Highway Commissioner since 2015, stepped into the position after the retirement of Catherine Schaff, who led the county as administrator since 2015. Firefighters in Zumbrota responded to a fire at a laundromat Tuesday morning, according to authorities. That fire damaged both the laundromat building and a nearby adjacent building. Most of the damage appears to be external, with potential smoke damage inside.
The apartment above the affected laundromat was vacant at the time, nor was there anyone inside the laundromat at the time of the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A Madison area priest accused of child sex crimes stood mute in Waupaca County Court Tuesday. 37-year-old Andrew Showers had not guilty pleas entered on his behalf on charges of attempted child enticement and attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child. Showers is accused of driving to Clintonville to meet up with a 14-year-old girl for sex, but that girl was, in fact, an undercover police officer. Showers had been serving at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Madison, but has since been barred from all church ministries by the Diocese of Madison. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Klein Hall Veterans Recovery Home in Chippewa Falls and another in Green Bay are closed. State government failed to secure the funding to keep the facilities to temporarily house homeless veterans open in the last budget. The last resident left Klein Hall on September 12th, and as of yesterday, the facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay are now officially closed. A Pierce County company has been nominated for the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Weezer Concrete was nominated for the contest for their bunker silos as one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. The competition, which is sponsored by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is entering its 10th year and highlights the importance of manufacturing in Wisconsin's economy. Voting is underway at madeinwis.com. A Western Wisconsin woman accused of killing her husband, then burning his body, has been convicted. Jackson County prosecutors say that Star Myers fatally shot Richard Bork in March of 2023, then set his body on fire to try to cover up her crime. Myers pleaded no contest yesterday to a charge of second-degree intentional homicide. She was ordered to serve a 22-year prison sentence. Wisconsin's sole nuclear power plant has secured federal approval to continue operating for years to come. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved subsequent license renewals for Point Beach Nuclear Plant Units 1 and 2, extending operations through 2050 and 2053, respectively. The approval ensures Wisconsin's only remaining nuclear plant will continue to generate power for the next three decades. The plant is operated by Nextra Energy on a 1,200-acre site along the Lake Michigan shoreline, about 10 miles north of Two Rivers. Point Beach supplies approximately 14% of Wisconsin's total electricity and has been operating for more than 50 years. Unit 1 went online in 1970, Unit 2 in 1973. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
This year's Thanksgiving turkey may be more expensive. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says turkeys with the bird flu in Minnesota could bring the disease to turkey farms in Iowa as birds migrate this fall. The H5N1 bird flu is making the rounds in Minnesota after first showing up 3 years ago. Since an outbreak of bird flu 10 years ago, Iowa says that Iowa turkey farmers in that state have taken steps to limit their flock's contact with external birds. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Day two of baseball's wild card playoffs are on tap today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tigers in Cleveland with the Guardians needing a victory to force a game three in that series. Cubs host the Padres with Chicago winning the opener 3-1 yesterday. Boston Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-1 yesterday, shooting for the wild card sweep in New York against the Yankees today. The Dodgers roll to a 10-5 win over the Reds. They'll play for the sweep later on tonight. The Brewers, meanwhile, keeping a close eye on the Cubs and Padres with the winner of that series coming 2 minutes Milwaukee for the start of the divisional play on Saturday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We know both teams. You're going to pay attention to it. You're silly not to. Any information you can grab from there, who's hot, who's not, who's nursing this injury, what kind of rotation they use in terms of getting guys in and out of there. Do they pinch hit against this guy at this time of year? They didn't earlier. We'll have a lot of information. We have a scouting report, and we'll see if there's a variance to that.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The records keep falling for Zillage. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. so you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
The remarkable year for Connor Zilich continues in the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs with top five finishes at both Bristol and Kansas. In fact, Zilich set a new series record last weekend with his 16th consecutive top five effort, and he has led laps in all of them. With last week's runner-up finish, Zilich has clinched a spot in the eight-driver round of the series playoffs. Joe Gibbs Racing's Brandon Jones won last week's Xfinity Series race and also moves to the next round, as will Justin Allgaier, who clinched a spot with a 13th place finish, but he won both stages. On the bubble, Jesse Love in eighth by just 5 points over Nick Sanchez as the series goes to the Charlotte Roval this Saturday. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Good luck finding a new or used tractor these days. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Tractor these days is an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips to meet the demand for tractors and other machinery. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says the biggest issue right now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%. This is certainly true of the computer chips, with other items too. You know, when something's in demand, you can get a higher price for it.
Steel plants are ramping up, trying to meet the demand, and manufacturers are building tractors when steel comes through. In the meantime, a lot of farmers are saying, well, if I can't buy new, I'll find a used one that's just a few years old. Mowat says, good luck with that. There's been a big run on late model tractors.
Man, this dried up the market. We have seen the high horsepower market dry up. Then we saw the utility tractor market and subcompact and compact and compact utility. Those tractors started drying up. So you've got this enormous demand for tractors, and it's putting a lot of pressure on manufacturers to meet the demand, and you're just going to have to pay more for tractors or wait.
On the positive side, if you have a tractor to sell, you'll probably get a good price for it. Learn more about the tractor shortage and what yours might be worth at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-791-1313. 800-791-1313.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
73 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday as we report from World Dairy Expo. November milk up 39 to 1730. December up 33 to 1740. January up 22 to 1718. February up 13 at 1710. Cheese markets today are higher once again. Barrels up 3.5 to 172.5. 40-pound blocks also up 3.5 to 175.5. 2 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 172.5. 7 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 116.25. 2 trades. Dry whey down 3/4 to 64. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mixed. Feeder cattle markets are mostly higher today. Despite the government shutdown, the live cattle complex trading mostly higher. Now, some of the beef box beef prices are mixed. That's why we have kind of a mixed market on the live cattle side. The feeder cattle complex continued to move mostly higher as the market points to the corn complex continued decline as one of the bullish factors as well. The market, though, is growing closer to resistance levels. And that could cause some of the traders to take some profits. Hog markets continue to struggle. The market is trading below support, and that's led to some additional selling as well. Also adding to the market's disappointment, pork cutout values are lower. October live cattle down 60 cents to 231.25. December down 17 cents to 234.60. February up 35 cents to 237.52. October feeder cattle up 4.82 to 360.102. November up 5.47 to 359.35. While January up 30 cents to 353.35. October hogs down $1.17 to 98.67. December down $1.37 to 87.35. February down 97 cents to 89.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mixed, soybeans and wheat moving mostly lower. USDA had the bearish fundamental news for corn and wheat yesterday in the stocks report and the wheat production report. Pressure on prices as well due to the accelerating corn and soybean harvests. December corn down 2.5 to 413. March and May also down 2.5. March at 429.5. May at 439.25. New crop 26, though, up 0.5 to 459.5. November beans down 2.25 to 999.5. January and March down 2.5. January 10.17.75. March 10.33.25. New crop 26 down 4 to 10.45. October soybean meal down 370 to 262. October soybean oil up 60 cents to 49.47. Chicago wheat, December down 3 to 505. March down 4 to 523. Minneapolis wheat, December down 5.25 to 557.5. March down 5.5 to 577.5. Energy markets lower. November and December crude oil down 55 cents. November at 61.82. December 61.41. Meanwhile, November and December gas both down 3 cents. November at 188, December at 184. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3, reporting from World Dairy Expo. That is a check of midday markets. I'm Brian Winnikins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we
can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There's been strong demand and value for U.S. pork. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at WorldDairyExpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many global customers are recognizing the value U.S. pork brings to their customers. Andy Tower, Vice President of International Market Development with the National Pork Board, explains that strong demand overseas continues to be a bright spot for hog producers, helping to add value to U.S. pork and pork products.
$4.79 billion through July in U.S. pork exports to our global markets, and really see a really strong demand pull from our partners in Central America, in Northern and South America. So think in Mexico, Colombia, and really all those Central American customers continue to come into the marketplace and show really strong demand for U.S. pork.
Stability in export demand is providing reassurance for producers. For now, consistent support from international markets is underscoring the strong reputation of U.S. pork.
We're still seeing really, really strong demand for U.S. pork year over year. We are slightly below where we were in 24, but we've got to remember 24 was a record year for U.S. pork exports. And so really strong demand. And I think that's the surprise, is just the value that those global customers continue to see in U.S. pork.
U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF, executes marketing programs on behalf of pork producers and positions U.S. pork as a safe, high-quality, and consistent product. Additionally, it leverages checkoff dollars with USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service contributions. The Market Access Program matches checkoff dollars invested. Tower says that means strategic partnerships create a strong return on investment for U.S. pork producers.
As we continue to grow the international marketplace, I mean, last year, you know, we were close to 30% of the overall pork was exported. And so as we think about overall demand, as strong and as important as the domestic market is, that international marketplace for those cuts and those items that our traditional Americans don't eat and don't enjoy. And so this really brings that value add back to our producers. Not only our pork producers, but also our grain farmers that feed and develop the feed for our livestock.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from World Dairy Expo. As Expo continues here in Madison, the trade show began on Tuesday. Many events, though, began over the weekend. Lisa Benke, communications manager for World Dairy Expo, says that people from more than 100 countries typically attend World Dairy Expo every year, and attendees will see some new things at this year's show.
The new things at World Dairy Expo this year include a dairy showcase village. The dairy farmers of Wisconsin used to sell product here on grounds, and it's funny, you know, all of us in the dairy industry, we still love our dairy products, right? So you can get a grilled cheese while you're here and a shake. We've got a number of cheese and dairy artisans who are in the dairy showcase village, which is located just outside of the exhibition hall, and they will be selling product this year. World Dairy Expo's got an app, and that app can help you find anybody on this grounds, and it's 164 acres. The grounds has so many people to see, whether it's in the trade show or within the dairy cattle show. You can type in any company's name. You can type in any cattle exhibitor's prefix or a cow's name or even a state. And all of that can sort and come up on your World Dairy Expo app if you're trying to find someone in particular on the grounds. And I highly recommend it.
World Dairy Expo continues through Friday at the Alliant Energy Center. Wisconsin had 6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 28th, according to USDA. A dry week for much of the state, coupled with above-average temperatures, resulted in good harvest conditions for apples, corn silage, and remaining vegetables. Cover crops were also planted into harvested silage fields. Manure application was continuing. Topsoil moisture was reported at 74% adequate, 2% surplus. 93% of corn had reached the dent stage. Corn for grain harvest was at 4% complete. Corn condition was rated at 81% good to excellent. Corn silage, 66% harvested. Soybeans coloring reached 94%. 70% of soybean fields had dropped leaves. Soybeans were 6% harvested. Soybean condition rated at 79% good to excellent. Potatoes were 72% harvested in Wisconsin. Winter wheat was 43% seeded, and winter wheat emerged reached 20%. Fourth cutting of alfalfa hay was at 90% complete. Pasture and range conditions were rated at 61% good to excellent. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue reacted positively to a recent announcement from USDA and the Department of Justice. He issued a statement applauding the news after the two agencies came together in a new initiative to scrutinize competitive conditions in the agriculture marketplace. American agriculture is at a breaking point, LaRue said. Rising input costs are hitting family farmers and ranchers hard, and corporate consolidation is a major cause. He also said that if just a handful of companies control the market for seed, fertilizer, and other farm supplies, they can raise their prices at will. This leaves farmers squeezed between skyrocketing costs and low prices for their products, which is unsustainable for farm families, rural communities, and consumers, LaRue said. The Farmers Union commends USDA and DOJ for hearing the group's call to action, confronting the challenges, and looks forward to easing the economic burden in farm country. Mexico's government instituted new regulations on livestock movement because of the new world screwworm infestation in the country. Restrictions have been put in place as tensions with the U.S. continue to heat up. Mexico's meat chamber, AMEG, said restricting the movement of livestock from the south to the northern part of the country threatens the economic viability of the sector that generates $192 billion in 2024. Reuters said a document dated September 19th from Mexico's aid ministry said the anti-parasite drug ivermectin must be given 72 hours in advance of the movement of cattle under the supervision of staff from the International Regional Organization for Animal and Plant Health. Recent measures jeopardized the supply chain of the meat production sector, said AMEG, without specifying which measures they were referring to in the statement. AMEG said the only proven method to eradicate the screwworm was the release of sterile flies. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Summer-like temperatures will continue through Sunday in our ag weather forecast. The warmest day looks to be Saturday, with highs expected to be in the mid-80s, even could see some 90s. But then a cold front moves across the area late on the day on Sunday into Sunday night. The prospects for this rain continue to dwindle, though it will drop temperatures back to normal levels for next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Today, high 75 to 80. Relative humidities at 47 to 50. 2% southwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 54 to 59. Relative humidities at 82 to 87%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, sunshine. Highs 81 to 86. Relative humidities at 42 to 47%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Friday, sunny and warm. Highs 85 to 90. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs once again 85 to 90. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain. Cooler, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain. Highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain. Highs 65 to 70.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. See the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. So simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I knew now. Sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I? If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
Got told that'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. If everybody everywhere had a lighter load to bear and a little bigger piece of the pie, we'd be living us a pretty good life. That'd be all right. Thank you.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
You laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Or does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. You walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you back. And boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy, crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find it the right.
Got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Oh, you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn, when he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone? What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? It takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy and his beer drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn?
lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, and I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you. Like everything that's green, girl, and needs you. But it's more than one, and one makes two. I put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know. Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted. And I wanna call you mine, wanna hold your hand forever and never let you forget it. Yeah, I wanna make you feel wanted.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franz. A no break in the hours-long government shutdown. Senate lawmakers today failing to pass dueling funding measures again, with each party voting against.